Welcome to the Chelsea Pines Podcast. If you're a real estate human who is ready to show up online with heart and humanity and not hustle and hacks, you've made it to the right place, friends. Let's get into the show. Back in February, I went to Social Media Marketing World, and this time, instead of being an attendee, I have been an attendee there before. It's one of probably the biggest, if not the biggest, social media marketing conferences there is, and it's very international. It's the only conference that I've been to where many of the attendees are from other countries, which was amazing. So I had gone to this maybe 7 or 8 years ago, and I have a picture of me going there with the incredible people that I met on Snapchat that became friends and honestly family. And I imagined one day, what would it be like if I was able to step on that stage and be a speaker? And that dream became a reality in February. And I'm still like, how did this even happen? I was so excited to be invited by Michael Stelzner, who is the creator of Social Media Examiner and Social Media Marketing World, to speak on the topic of how to create content that converts. The actual title of my segment was called Strategies That Convert, Turning Posts into Profits. And you know, because I am human focused and all about authenticity, I leaned into that and, of course, talked about how creating high converting content requires high level trust. That trust is the foundation and the crux of creating relationships online and offline. And so, how do we infuse or create trust with people that we know that are on the other side of that screen and people that we don't know? So what I talked about was I created a trust template. You know, I love an acronym, so it's T-R-U-S-T. And I'm going to walk through each one of those letters today in this process to create a foundation so that you can encourage and accelerate trust between you and your online community. So the first letter T is for tailor crafted. And one of my favorite marketers in the entire world, Seth Godin, if you haven't read his books, I highly recommend that you do. My favorite one that I keep rereading over and over and over again, it's like everything is highlighted. There's not a sentence in there that I can't possibly highlight it. I went through it and I highlighted it and then I underlined it in pen. I don't know, one of the pages are just going to disintegrate soon, but it's called This Is Marketing. And one of the challenges that I know I have and so many of you have is, how do you figure out who you're talking to? How do you figure out this niche thing? Do I even need one? But what if I have multiple audiences? And I love how Seth Godin approaches this. And I haven't heard anybody else approach it like this. First of all, he says that really effective marketers are not speaking to everyone. They're speaking to what he calls the smallest viable market, the smallest group of people that are going to be excited about what you have to offer, that are going to be following you and cheerleading you on or loving the product that you have created. And I love that he said viable, not viral. That is something that I think is so important and something that I have been talking about for years. It's not about the views. It's about the value. It's not about the platform. It's about the purpose. And I know that those metrics are really hard because it's very easy to get caught up in them. But he says, find your smallest viable market. Okay, great. But like, how do we actually find those people and group them in there? What I love is that he doesn't talk about demographics and he doesn't even really talk about quote unquote traditional psychographics. He talks about grouping people based on their worldview. What's their perspective? What are the stories that they tell themselves? And the way I interpret this is, how do your clients feel before they work with you? How do they feel while they're working with you and after? So here's an example I talked about. I talked about the emotions wheel. And if you're not familiar with it, you can go to Google. You can Google emotions wheel. You can also go to a really great website called humansystems.co, I think it's not .com. And they have all these really in-depth emotion wheels because conversion-focused content is very specific. It has to be contextual. You have to be curious about how are your clients or prospective clients feeling. It needs to be personalized. It needs to be perspective shifting and emotion provoking. That's a lot. That's a lot, right? So let's just start with figuring out some empathy-focused questions that you can write out some answers to, and that can help you get started on figuring out your who, because when you know who you're talking to, you know exactly what to say. How do they feel? Are they feeling overwhelmed, discouraged, anxious? What kind of limiting beliefs do they hold? What stories do they tell themselves? Like my clients tell themselves stories like this. I don't have anything new to say. Everything's already been said. I'm not different than anyone else in my industry. Why would I even create content? Those are the limiting beliefs that I specifically address in my messaging. What is their perspective or their lens? What questions do they ask? More importantly, what questions aren't they asking? And there's two reasons that you don't ask questions. Number one, you don't know to ask them. And number two, you're embarrassed or ashamed to. How do they self-identify? Who is their community? Are they small dog rescuers, gluten-free vegans? You know, knowing sort of what those people rally around can help you figure that out. So it's crafting a clear message with context so that it's compelling for your audience. And so you really have to tailor craft your audience and tailor craft your message. The next letter in our trust template is R, and that's for relatable content, because I believe that expertise plus relatability equals trust. And y'all know how I feel about trust being revenue. And what happens when we create content where we share stories, stories about your start, stories about your why, stories about lessons learned, they shift, they simplify, and they literally sync our brains together. Telling stories creates shared experiences. And that's why I love Instagram stories as a particular favorite format of mine, because it is absolutely tapping into the behind the scenes stories and the shared experiences that people can come along with you and participate in. So in this section, I talked about the science of how our brain bonds to people through not only their face and their eye contact, but through the psychology of familiarity, likability, seeing somebody again and again, and also sharing a real-time experience as if you're watching someone's own reality show, but you can actually participate and they can talk back. So I gave a few examples of how to share memorable stories to scientifically streamline trust. Here's a few examples. It could be lessons learned. It could be permission slips. That's one of my favorites, giving people permission to not do something the way everybody else does. The unasked questions, the how you did it or how your client did it. You can sell without selling, reminding people what you do by talking about what you're already doing throughout your day is absolutely reminding them that you are in this industry and that you can help them. It could be something like a gentle reminder. Hey, just wanted to remind you that, you know, you can fill in the blank, how it's made, and also just the behind the scenes of your own reality show. So relatable content is the key to elevating that expertise and bringing it into trust. The next letter in our trust template is U, and of course, it's my favorite word, uncopy-pastable. And in this section, I talked about what is valuable content. It can be summaries. It can be curated content that you haven't even written or made, but you are going through it, and you are summarizing. You are bringing out the important points. You are taking this text and making it into something that's very easy to understand and digestible in plain English. You're organizing, you're systematizing or creating a process. Maybe you're myth busting or perspective shifting. Maybe you're emotionally validating or helping someone feel seen. Maybe it's entertaining, it's funny, it's educational. It represents their brand story. And maybe you're taking abstract ideas and making them concrete. And then I talked about my define with design, and that you can create thought leadership and branding by taking whatever you're already doing. It could be your three-step process that you haven't even thought of as a three-step process. It's just what you do. You do this, then you do this, and then you do this. That's a three-step process. Give it a name. Make it an acronym. It could be templates or scripts or analogies. It could be graphics, charts, made-up words like uncopy-pastable, original research studies, quotes, roadmaps, checklists, trackers. And I talked about how you can differentiate with that design, and that becomes share-worthy and savable content. The next letter in our trust template is S, and that is strategic structure. And I will be doing an entire podcast just on how to structure your content. These are tactics, okay? This isn't strategy, but it's important because you need to know how to structure and optimize and maximize your content. You need to understand how SEO works and the keywords and all of that. However, you can use all the tactics in the world, but if your message is not on point, if you don't know who you're speaking to and how they're feeling, it's not going to land in the same way. So you need to have that strategy first. So in this section, I talked about understanding which posts are going to be used for which goal. And I was asked to speak specifically about Instagram. So that's why the references are all Instagram related. But I talked about the idea of reach and growth is on one side. Nurture and convert is on another. We need both because you want your message to get out to new people and you want to convert and nurture the people that are already in your community. So I talked about knowing which types of formats of content you're going to use for each. So for reach and growth, that's going to be reels. That's going to be your Instagram live with collaborations of other accounts so that you can be exposed to those people's accounts. And what a great way to do that because those people's communities are going to be similar to yours. Of course, you could do paid ads, but as you know, I'm organic all the way and there's nothing wrong with paid ads. But that is certainly a way for reach and growth. And then on the nurture and convert side, we're looking at your Instagram stories, your comments, your DMs, your carousels, like basically your feed posts. I also kind of put reels in this category too. Reels go to non-followers and followers, but honestly, my reels go primarily to my followers. And then understanding how to structure your content with keywords, hashtags, optimized profiles, having your right settings on, learning how to use images and editing and closed captions and hook. Okay, I think I'm going to do another podcast on this because I feel like we're in the anti-hook. I'm in the anti-hook era. I'm in my anti-hook era. I don't know. I just feel like we've gotten so used to these hooky hooks that I just feel like talking and not having a hook. So more to come on that. Also starting conversations with asking questions, calls to action, using engagement stickers and polls, using the word you, having a sustainable schedule. Does your content stand alone? Like if somebody saw one of your posts out of the content library, would they understand your ethos and your brand and what you do? Do you have social proof? Are you showing screenshots of DMs? Do you have testimonials? Do you have a system to connect intentionally with your community? You might also consider using ManyChat. I've tried to use ManyChat. It did not work for me. It's a whole thing. Like I have so many weird things with Meta and Facebook and it's just a long story. But anyway, a lot of other people use it and love it. Scannable. Can people scan your content grid and see what you talk about and see your face and confirm that you are a trustworthy human? And then that is bringing us to the very last letter of trust. So we talked about tailor crafted. That's knowing your audience. And we talked about relatable. That's creating that human part of you and infusing those stories in your content. Uncopy-pastable is the next letter, and that's creating original thought leadership content, which sounds scary, but I guarantee you already do things in your own specific way. You just haven't named them yet. And then the S is strategic structure. We just went through that. And last T is timeless. What I didn't talk about in this keynote was trends or tactics or tracking metrics. Because, you know, I'm a big believer in serving your purpose, not just the platform. And timeless strategies, the kind where you know who you're talking to and you know your value and you know that even if you don't get 100 views or 1,000 views, that particular video, if your ideal human saw it and they had that question, it would answer their question. You have provided value. We've got to get over tracking these metrics that are given to us in the insights because we cannot track someone saying, wow, that was so helpful. We cannot track someone watching your video and saying, I feel seen. We cannot track someone saying, wow, I didn't know that you felt that way too. And often those are the things that we don't even have a trackable metric on. But people are connecting while they're consuming. And it is really important to remember, it doesn't matter what the trend is. It doesn't matter what's, you know, going to get you the most views or the shortest video or the best hooks. It's about creating a timeless strategy of building trust over time with a community that you are clear on and have your messaging nailed on and you are serving. So friends, that is my trust template from Social Media Marketing World. I'd love to hear your thoughts if that was helpful for you. And also, you might want to consider joining the Uncopy-Pastable brand where I help you become relevant, referable, and relatable. We talk about all things social media, creating video, overcoming limiting beliefs. This is a 4-week live coaching course. And it's with me and a very small, intimate group of other humans. And we go deep. We go deep into the mindset and the strategy, not necessarily into the tactics, which a lot of these other coaching programs do. If you want more information on that, you can certainly find it on my website at chelseapites.com. You can also go to my Instagram and click on the link in bio. And I am so grateful and thankful that you listened to this episode. If you like this, if you found this helpful, feel free to share it to your Instagram stories and tag me. I hope you have an amazing day. And until next time, we'll see you then. That's all for today's show, friends. Thanks for tuning in. And as always, I'd love to connect with you on the gram. You can find me at chelseapites. And don't forget to grab all of the free goodies, link in bio.